Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter Into Action, and we are on page 74, reading the first full paragraph that begins with, if we cannot or would rather not do this, and ending with, but always considerate of others. We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Lorraine N., who will be reading the text, Shelley E.
What page is it, please? What page?
Shelley E.
Page.
We are on page 74, the first full paragraph that begins with, if we cannot or would rather not do this. And it ends with, but always considerate of others. Again, today's readers, and thank you for your service, are Lorraine N. reading the text, Shelley E. reading page 164, and Justin B. is our backup reader today. A newcomer greeter is Mo H., and announcements today will be Lois P. The reference number for yesterday, Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, is 20,148. Again, 20148. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,150, 20150. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry this message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Bonnie B. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service. Bonnie B., gratefully recovered today by the grace of God, the 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and for the power to carry that out. And step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you so much for letting me serve. Bonnie B. from Minnesota. I will pass.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie B. I will now ask Dottie W. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dottie W., recovered compulsive overeater from Northern Virginia. Here are the 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to give this service.
Well, thank you for your service, Dottie W. So how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the direction to recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderator is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers must be muted, and we do ask that you use that star 1 to mute feature. Today we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 74, and we're going to be reading the first full paragraph that begins with, if we cannot or would not do this, ending with, but always considerate of others. We are reading and commenting on one paragraph this morning. And to get us started, I will now ask Lorraine N. to begin reading.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. If we cannot or would rather not do this, we search our acquaintance for a close-mouthed, understanding friend. Perhaps our doctor or psychologist will be the person. It may be one of our own family, but we cannot disclose anything to our wives or our parents which will hurt them and make them unhappy. We have no right to save our own skin at another person's expense. Such parts of our story we tell to someone who will understand, yet be unaffected. The rule is we must be hard on ourselves, but always considerate of others. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Lorraine N. I'm a recovering compulsive eater in Oregon. Thank you for this precious meeting where I continue to learn and grow every day. It was while listening to these visions meetings that I began to find recovery from compulsive overeating and some relief from all the other problems that come along with living life. And most importantly, a way to handle these things that will continue to come up in life through the design for living that we have, which are these beautiful 12 steps. Over the years, I've done several fifth steps, and I have received several fifth steps, which is always, always a sacred experience for me when someone is willing and brave enough to share their deepest, darkest fears, secrets, shames, you know, guilts and regrets that we all have. I pray always to meet their vulnerability with compassion and understanding. My first inventory, was about 40 years ago, maybe more, with a sponsor I had in the OA How program. She is still in the program and we're still friends today. I did my second fifth with a priest, thinking that I might go back to my religion of my childhood, which I did not, but that was my second fifth. And then after that, I spent years in and out of OA until I was led to Visions 4 years ago and heard the tremendous recovery on this line. And that's when I began to study this book in a way that I never had before. And it started to come alive, and I started to feel hope. I had the good fortune of attending the Visions convention prior to COVID. So I got to meet a lot of the voices we hear on this line and see their recovery and listen to their stories. This gave me tremendous hope that if other humans just like me could recover, then maybe I could too. And so I got a vision sponsor who took me through the steps via reading and discussing this big book together. So doing my fifth felt a little like punishment. At least that's how I felt it initially. I was afraid to do it, you know, to reveal all that. And now I see doing the fourth and fifth steps as good medicine. Because like any good medicine, it gives from pain and discomfort. And I get it out of my head, off my heart, which makes space for God to come in. So, and I do 10 steps daily. I mean, things come up all the time that confuse and disappoint and trigger me and everything else that I have no control over except in the way that I choose to respond. So I look at my part, I turn it over, let it go, and let God come in. So to me, being hard on myself means being as honest and thorough as I can be while trying to be considerate.
Gentle reminder.
Yep, I'm wrapping it up. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to know how to take care of myself, set boundaries without hurting others. So I'm forever grateful for this way of living and this beautiful fellowship and all of those who help me daily. And the journey continues one day at a time. Thank you for the opportunity to share. Pass.
Well, thank you so much, Lorraine Ann, for getting us started. And now we're going to get some names of people who would like to share. But I do want to remind everyone that although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So that means if you shared on any vision meeting on Monday and Tuesday, we ask that you allow others the opportunity to share today. And please give me your first name, your last initial, and where you're calling from, and who would like to share on this paragraph.
Jody E. from California.
Jamie M.
Jody E.
Jamie M.
I've got Jamie
M.
from Texas. Who else would like to share?
Bonnie B. from Minnesota.
Chanel T. in Washington.
Okay. I've got Chanel. I think that was Chanel T.
Yes.
Okay. That's just Chanel.
Mary Pat, Ohio.
All right, I've got you, Mary Pat from Ohio. We'll probably take a couple more for this round.
This is Joe from Connecticut. I'm new in the group.
Pat, your name? What was that? Who was that from Connecticut?
Oh, Joe from Connecticut. I'm new in the group and day two in the intensive option.
Thank you, Joe. I got you, Joe. Joe from Connecticut. And then there was someone after that. I think it was Dion R.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna go with that. I've got Jody E., Jamie M., Bonnie B., Chanel T., Mary Pat, Joe, and Dion R., and we'll go ahead and get started with Jody E., followed by Jamie M.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. So this paragraph has a very good point to make. We mustn't disclose anything to our wives, our husbands, our parents, our children, which will hurt them and make them unhappy. This is not a confession that we're doing. This is an amends. We're trying to set right the wrongs that we have inflicted in the past. So we certainly don't want to add any more harms. So we have to be very careful about what we say to people, making sure that we're only admitting our own faults and never insinuating that they have done anything wrong, or certainly not by telling them something like, "I never loved you," which is something that I did early in my program to my poor husband, which wasn't even true. So all the more reason to wait until we get to this step. We have worked the previous three steps thoroughly, and we're working with a sponsor of some kind who can advise us about what to say, and not jumping ahead to either our inventory admissions or to amends. So very important to take the steps one at a time as they're written, with a guide, and not jump ahead on my own, which I did early in my program, and I regret that. It did more damage. It did not solve any problems whatsoever. So we're hard on ourselves, but always considerate of others. Great reminders in this paragraph. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Jody E. And next up, we'll have Jamie M., followed by Bonnie B.
Hello. This is Jamie M. in Texas right now on my way to Florida. Thank you so much for your service. You know, the first time I walked into OA, they said, "Welcome." And I didn't understand what that meant because I had never been welcomed anywhere, really, which it was probably in my own head. And then they said, "We will love you till you love yourself." And it's taken a long time for that. And recently, you know, I have a great relationship due to this program of all the amends I've made with my son. We have a very unique relationship. He's more verbal than my daughter, so he's in the middle. And fortunately, he's half my ex-husband, half me. Isn't he the lucky one? So the point being, I've been very sick, and it's been in my head. And that's when I picked up food, because I let the disease, like compulsive eating, and my physical pain take over my entire world. So the other day, I'm getting ready to move, and I said, "Oh, my God, I really haven't reached out to my son. What is wrong with me?" He goes, "But not me." And I reached to him, tried to call, but he works. He's starting to, you know, build himself up for his company that he's working for, that he chose to go on his, you know, own now, which, you know, makes sense. And I sent him a text, not that that would be informal, but he can read it while he's busy. And the best part was, God gave me this, not me, not my physical pain, but God. And he wrote back, "Thank you." And they call me Mama as a joke. And he said that, and he wrote these words, "Thank you for considering." So when he called me Monday, it wasn't my best day at all. So I called him back Tuesday, and I'm going to finish with, I got to hear him. I didn't bash anyone. I've learned not to, my old sponsor would joke in Massachusetts, said, "Take the 13 steps, pause, and, you know, keep your mouth shut," as a joke. And when I pause and I connect with God and I don't tell someone what my real thoughts are, because I'm not responsible for my first thought to hurt someone, especially my boyfriend. My God, the poor thing. He should throw me out the window. I do things to him. But I'm trying really hard to pause, keep my mouth quiet, and connect with God, because right now that's the best I can do. I haven't been able to share on a meeting, and I just want to say my truth, that I am very, very grateful that I have a higher power no matter where I am in pain, emotional, spiritual, physical, and that I have the outreach I have in this program to save my life when I can't even save it by myself. I never could. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Jamie M. from Texas. Next up, Bonnie B., followed by Chanel T.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for your moderating, and thank you, Lorraine, for that beautiful opening. And I started my timer. Bonnie B. from Minnesota, gratefully recovered today by the gift of God. So I'm just going to, you know, for me, this whole process was willingness plus God's timing. And when I came into the program early on, it was just about get it done. I just wanted it off the list. I wanted to be able to say that I had completed everything on my list so I could check it off, because it was about checking off that list again. And I did do everything on my list except the amends in my never category. And for many of the amends that I did in the categories except the never category, I know now that I did them out of sequence. It was not God's timing. And I do know that there were things that I shared that probably hurt other people, and regret that. The things in the never category, you know, by the time I got to that point, I was willing to pause and wait on God. And it became a question of, am I willing? And I will say that there were four things in my never category, and they were all connected to a violent assault on one of my daughters when she was a month past 16. And that happened, it will be 10 years ago next week. And I did all of those amends 3 weeks ago by the grace of God. His timing. And it was beautiful. It was nothing I could have ever imagined. And I was able to do that because it was his timing, and because he had healed me in these areas. Had I jumped into any of those prior to his timing, I do think I would have caused harm. So I think it's about the willingness, right? For me, it's the willingness to do whatever God asked me to do when he asked me to do it, and to not rush out again and want to do it in my own strength and my own power. And so we do seek out God's timing, and we just thank him that we're hard on ourselves. And that hard on myself is what Lorraine had shared. Dig deep and be honest. And that's just me. And that's found in the fourth step. And that's found in that fourth column. It has nothing to do with the other person. Dig deep, be honest, ask God, and he'll give me the rest. And so thank you so much for allowing me to share. Welcome to all the newcomers, and you're in a great spot. Okay, thanks so much. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Bonnie B. from Minnesota. Next, we have Chanel T. and then Mary Pat.
Hi, this is Chanel T. in Washington State. I am a grateful compulsive eater, and I am so glad to be here. Thank you to all of you for your service and for this meeting. Out walking the dog, so you'll hear me panting. Anyway, that's me, not the dog. I get the honor and privilege today of hearing one of my sponsees, Fifth Step. And as we're doing this reading, I was thinking how terrifying the first 9 steps were for me, all of them, but particularly because the first time around, because I was dreading. I wasn't doing one step at a time in my mind. I was always jumping ahead in my mind, and I was terrified, especially of the fifth and the 9 steps. I remember that, and I also remember the sacred experience of doing the fifth and also the 9th. It's a sacred experience for me. It's really indescribable, and this book for me has made it so I can do things without going so deeply into my head that I overanalyze everything, because that's my nature. and make it terrifying beyond what I can handle. It really is a simple program, not necessarily always easy. It's simple, and I'm just reminded of that today with this reading. And I thank you so much. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Chanel T. from Washington. And before we get to our next person, I just want to let you know, if you've just joined us this morning, we are on page 74. We are sharing and discussing the first full paragraph that starts with, if we cannot or would not rather do, or if we cannot or would rather not do this, ending with, but always considerate of others. So that's where we are this morning. All right, Mary Pat, you're up next, followed by Joe.
Hi, I'm Mary Pat, recovered compulsive overeater in Ohio. Thank you for letting me do this service, and thank you for your service yourself, and also welcome to all newcomers. So I thought it was random. Yesterday, I got home from work and just happened to scroll through my either WhatsApp or GroupMe, came across a person who had said, you know, I waited a long time to give my fourth step, and unfortunately, the sponsor was not able to take it, that I guess from then on out. So I said, yeah, hey, you know, I alerted that person out, I can do it. And so I just, I'm amazed at my higher power, how he gives me privilege and honor, and that he is a ever-present help in time of need. And that, amazingly, I'm off today, didn't pick up overtime, and this happens to be the paragraph that we're studying. I got on this meeting, and so, yeah, with, you know, with, it's helping, it's, it, I think maybe I'm helping this person, but in probably all reality, God, my higher power is helping me, and by doing this, and helping me to practice my principles in all my affairs and carrying the message. And so, yeah, I consider it an honor and a privilege that I was given this opportunity to be able to take somebody's fifth and then carry her the rest of the way. So I guess with that, I'll pass. And thank you again for giving me the opportunity to serve and share.
Well, thank you, Mary Pat from Ohio, for sharing with us this morning. Next up, we've got Joe, followed by Dion R.
Hi. Hi, I wanted to just like introduce myself. I'm Joe. I'm from Connecticut. I was in service from January 2020, and then I had to, my sponsor couldn't continue. She was going through some issues and had too many mentees, and then I kind of got off the rails a little bit, and now I'm with a new sponsor, and I'm in day two of the intensive phase, afternoon phase, and oh my God, I'm feeling really overwhelmed with all the stuff I have to do. Anyhow, I just want, this is one of the mandatories, is to do these. I was hoping to do 7 a.m., but I didn't get up in time. So today's kind of got all messed up. But anyway, I'm probably overstressing more than I should, because I know I have to do, I have my list of mandatories to do. Anyhow, it's funny that when the text talks, anyhow, I just wanted to say hello. Appreciate the service. Looking for, definitely go to reach out callers. And thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Joe. Joe, what's your last initial of your last name, first initial? I don't know if you're still there, Joe.
It's Joe J. Joe C. Joe.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you need the number?
Awesome. Nope. You can stay on to the end of the meeting, and there'll be time for you after the recording stops. There'll be time for newcomers, so you can give out your number or get numbers from people who are willing to sponsor also. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing. And
please keep
coming back.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. And next up, we'll have...
Sorry, I said it wrong.
Oh, thank you, Joe. We're going to move on to Dion R.
Good morning, all. This is Dion R., a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Yes, this that. For newcomers, I just want to give a shout out. Thank you for being here, any newcomer, and being reminded, like they reminded me so many times, take the steps in order. I looked at step 5 and step 9 and step, they would, my former sponsors, and even now, stay on, stand where you at, you know, start with step 1. And that was hard for me, but I did step 1 just by admitting I had a problem and I wanted to see if I could come to OA to get help. So it's easy death. That's a my little shout out on that. And also being reminded with this, it's just what's just stood out the most is the former reading that let me know that if I didn't do this vital step, that I would go back to eating after I had started feeling good and lose a little weight. Well, oh, well, that scared me straight to get back in these steps. So the part is just such part of our story. We tell to someone who will understand, yes, be unaffected. That was hard. I thought I could tell my sponsor I didn't like it. You know, I did all kinds of stuff. Oh, wait. Yes, but he loved me. Thought I could tell her, you know, my way, my little nasty way of digging at her by telling her her fault, you know, I got resentment, you know, and needless to say, that didn't work. I wound up eating again. But the rule is, as it says here, to be hard on myself, but always considerate of others. And that's what this program has given me, the ability to give credit where credit is due. I have many beautiful sponsors. I just wasn't ready. And I also can look at the fact that it's about helping others. When helping others, it seems like I get a warm, fuzzy feeling. I can't explain it. I know it's God-given because this was my idea. I'm not sure. After life took a toll on me, I'm like, oh, it's doggy dog, okay? No, but it's about being there for someone else and my higher power in turn to be there for me, help me, quadruple time. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of the program.
Thank you so much, Dion R. Are you from Ohio?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I forgot to say, Dion R. from good Ohio. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing, Dion R. And again, we do have a lot of newcomers this morning, so please stay after the recording stops, and we'll have you'll be able to get some phone numbers and give your phone number out, and you'll get tons of calls. So just want to pitch for that. And we are ready to get some more names. So if you haven't shared, if you didn't share on Monday or Tuesday on any vision meeting, we would love to have you share your experience, strength, and hope on the paragraph we read on page 74, that first full paragraph. And please give your name, first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. So who would like to share?
Rocio C.
Linda P.
I heard Rocio C. I heard Linda P. And there was someone in between.
Karen N.
I've got you, Karen N.
Irene B.
I've got you, Irene B. Is it Eileen B. or Irene B.?
It's Irene D. like David, and no N E.
Irene B. Okay.
Elaine B.
And we can probably take one or two more. Was that Elaine B.?
Yep.
Gotcha, Elaine. 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what? We'll probably stop there. I don't think we can get many more or anyone else in there. So this is what I've got. This is what I got for the next lineup. I've got Rocio C, Karen N, Linda P, Irie D, Elaine B. Please let us know where you're calling from. And we'll go ahead and start with Rocio C, followed by Karen N.
Hello?
Rocio?
Yes, hi, this is Rocio C from California. I am so grateful for this process, for the sponsors. You know, you hold it with so much sacredness. And I believe that you are really holding me when I share, when something's eating me up, with so much sacredness, and you're seeing a soul. And I really thank you for that, because when something's eating me up and I go with friends or family, it's like going to the hardware for a store for bread. Because if I share something, you know, from the depths of my heart, they either make it about them, they hijack the conversation, they give severe feedback, it's projections, or if I can see my part, I go into a process of recruiting flying monkeys. And there's no loving listening, and there's no neutrality. So what I get from you is neutrality. I get loving listening, and you hold a space so I can unload any issues, any emotional buildup that will prevent me from going to the food. So with my friends, I don't need coaching. I don't need feedback. I need to be a friend. Because really, if I'm recruiting them as flying monkeys, if I'm recruiting them for feedback to act as a coach, you know, what is that telling me about my inability to do intimacy with friends? I need to be a daughter. I need to be a sister with my family. I don't need counselors. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Rocio C from California. Next, Karen N, followed by Linda P. Karen, can you hit *1 to unmute, please?
Hi, thank you so much for letting me share. This is Karen N, grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Florida. You know, growing up, when there was an adult around and I made a mistake or I got in a fight with someone or I was holding a resentment against someone and they were angry with me, they would bring us together and be like, okay, say you're sorry, and the other person say you're sorry. Okay, you guys are not going to do that again. But that's not what this is. And when I first came into program and I made amends, I was expecting the other person to come back with, because oftentimes they, in my perception, had some amends to do as well. But this, the miracle of this program, you know, and initially it was quite uncomfortable just cleaning up my side of the street, making amends for what, you know, what I could, and leaving the rest to God to handle. That was really foreign. You know, just like going to God instead of food was really foreign. And it took some time, and I definitely needed a sponsor to guide me, to make sure I wasn't just going to make the amends so I could get them to make the amends to me so that I could, you know, feel better and, you know, my pride would be fine. But the truth is that as I continue to make amends and just keep my side of the street clean and, you know, get right with God and my higher power, miraculous things happen. Amazing things, you know, maybe they did or maybe they didn't, you know, make amends with me back, but it didn't matter. That wasn't the point of the process. And it's just such a different way of living. And that the design for living and you know, managing my life and living on principles that I didn't have. I didn't have the tools that I have now, thanks to my sponsor in the program. And thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Karen N. from Florida. Next, we'll have Linda P., followed by Irie D.
Hi, this is Linda P. from California, recovered compulsive overeater. And when I first listened to this paragraph, I was thinking, God, thank God for sponsors, you know, having gone through, having developed a relationship up to this point by getting directions for doing the inventory and doing steps 1 through 3, there's some trust developed. And I'm thinking, you know, wow, I definitely would not want to share the inventory with family. I have heard of people doing their, you know, sharing their inventories with their therapist and having a good experience. So I could see that. But I think for myself, I've had such good experiences turning it over to my sponsor and being on the other side of that, having someone turn over their fifth step. And as people said, both are such a sacred experience. And I just think it's interesting too, the people, you know, the sponsors that I've had, and my most current one is just perfect for what I also needed to hear. And I think, you know, in a fifth step, mostly the sponsor is listening, but there are some words of wisdom that come out of her mouth that is exactly what I needed to hear, you know. So I've always, that I really treasure as well. And I know when I've been on the other side of hearing someone, it's really an honor. Like you just have such compassion, and I think that is also communicated. I know when a sponsor has heard me, that's communicated back to me, that true understanding. And I wonder, you know, if I turn this over to someone who did not know the 12 steps, I mean, you, as somebody else was sharing, I really like that, share with, you know, getting feedback, and may not want that kind of feedback, you know. I guess it's just, I think when it's kept within our program, it's just, there's a sacredness and a common understanding. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. And I'm so glad that we have this. It's so transforming. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Linda P. from California. Next, we have Irie D., followed by Elaine B.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Irie D. from Florida. Grateful, recovered for today, food addict. And, you know, in this part of the book, they're giving me the instructions on the criteria to choose somebody to listen to my fifth step. And in the paragraph before, they give me the options of religious people and psychologists. And then they tell me, if you don't want to do it that way, then you can find somebody that you know. And then they give me more criteria. And the criteria is somebody who's going to close mouth. So it's somebody who's going to keep my confidence. And then also somebody who's not going to be hurt or harmed by what I'm about to share. And it gives me some more criteria that really is going to follow later on with in step 9, where, like, I don't have the right to relieve my conscience at the expense of somebody else. At the time they wrote the instructions, the concept of sponsorship wasn't around. So that's why, you know, today it's easy. I do my steps. I do my fifth step with my sponsor. And sometimes, you know, I when I've done fifth steps, my sponsor was on my list of resentments, but they can handle it, and it's usually not anything that's going to harm them. And I have definitely been as a sponsor, when I work with a sponsee, I go through this part of the book with them, and I don't automatically assume, and I don't let them automatically assume that it's going to be me that's going to listen to the fifth step. They have a choice. And as long as I pick somebody that meets the criteria that they outline in the book, that's what the book is about. It's instructions to help me find my higher power. And so as a sponsor, I go through this part of the book with a sponsee and, you know, to get them to identify somebody that they are going to choose to listen to the fifth step. And it doesn't necessarily have to be me. Most times it makes sense that it would be the sponsor that listens to somebody's fifth step, but it isn't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be, as long as I choose somebody that meets that criteria. And it is a sacred experience, both to listen to the fifth step and to do it. And it brings both me as a sponsor and the sponsee as the one who's hearing the fifth step closer to God, which is the idea here, to find a higher power that works for me, that will keep me from going back to the food and will help me lead a spiritual life, which will solve all my problems. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Irie D. And Elaine B., we have time for about 2 minutes. Can you do a two-minuter?
I certainly can. Thanks for your service, Stephanie, and all these great shares. So these instructions on who we select for who will hear our fifth step are so incredibly helpful. I remember the first time I gave a fifth step, I gave it to somebody who wasn't familiar with the program outside of the program. And it was helpful. But after a serious relapse years later, well, the first person I was going to pick as a sponsor was because I heard her qualify at a meeting. And everything she shared, I'm like, I can tell this woman anything. However, she lost her abstinence and wasn't able to bring me through the steps. And I'm very grateful that I found a vision for you and a sponsor here, because this is a very hard step to take, but the Big Book promises that there's going to be somewhere along the line where you will have a spiritual awakening sufficient to bring about recovery. And when I gave my fifth step away, I chose to give it to the sponsor that I found on a vision for you shortly after I found this meeting. And in the middle of giving my fifth step away, I had a spiritual awakening that changed my life. It was sufficient to bring about recovery. It has changed my life for years, giving away that step. So it's really, really hard to do this. But the thing is that we're learning to follow the dictates of a higher power. And so we can look at all of these options, all of these criteria, all of these instructions, recognizing that we don't want to do it to somebody that's going to cause harm, you know, a best friend who knows all these people, a family member who might be impacted. And we're so fortunate to have a community where we can hear people and say, wow, you know, I really like their recovery. I respect them. I may not want to do this with my sponsor, but maybe they will take my fifth step. And the experience, strength, and hope that people have going through this and being able sometimes to give feedback has been enlightening for me and life-changing. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. And where are you from again? Elaine, could you give us where you're calling from? Oh, I think Elaine already muted, so thank you again. All right. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Shelley E., would you please read a vision for you?
You bet. Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Page 164, the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us.
We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.